Having a permanent home is a blessing that many of us take for granted, but according to the nonprofit group, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Coalition, each year the U.S. alone has approximately 3.5 million homeless residents, of which 1.5 million are children. Hello, noble viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. Today we celebrate the nonprofit group Everyone Deserves a Roof, or EDAR, which provides the homeless with free, compact, portable dwelling units of the same name, thus making their lives easier. Everyone Deserves a Roof believes that its EDAR units offer immediate help to the nearly 77,000 homeless in Los Angeles County, USA, the largest such population in any U.S. county.
I was involved with the project at Art Center in Pasadena, Art Center College of Design, working on a class called Homelessness and studying all about homelessness in Los Angeles, working with one particular homeless individual, developing a very rudimentary shopping cart that folded out into a bed structure. At the end of that class, we had a final presentation, and a gentleman named Peter Samuelson, who founded EDAR, Everyone Deserves a Roof, came and critiqued that class, and from there, we've gotten funding together and to construct and design what you see here today.
Helping the disadvantaged is as natural as breathing to Peter Samuelson, a British-American film producer of such works as the Golden Globe-nominated film Wild and a self-described serial pro-social entrepreneur. In 1982, Peter Samuelson met an English boy with a malignant brain tumor who wished to see Disneyland in California, USA before he passed on. Extremely moved by the meeting, Mr. Samuelson helped to pay for a trip to the park for the boy and his mother, bringing them much joy. From this encounter emerged the internationally renowned nonprofit organization Starlight Children's Foundation, which helps children in the U.S. with chronic and life-threatening illnesses and life-altering injuries by creating playrooms and kid-friendly treatment rooms in hospitals as well as other projects. Another personal experience convinced Mr. Samuelson to address the problem of homelessness. While riding his bike in Los Angeles, he counted 62 people who were living in the streets and then interviewed them, hearing each one's story and thus learning how he might improve their lives.
So my first thought was, well, I must just raise money and I must build shelters. So I thought, okay, let me price that out. So it turns out that to build a shelter for homeless people is somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 for each bed that you generate. So if you want a building with 10 beds, it's $500,000. You want 100 beds, that's $5 million. So I have no clue how you raise $3 billion, which is where you get to by taking 60,000 people without beds and multiply it by $50,000 a bed, that's $3 billion.
Given the financial challenges of this idea, he decided to take a different approach.
And I conceptualized in my mind the idea that we would have something on wheels that in the daytime you'd push it around and you do your recycling, you could put your kit inside, it would be something that you would own, it would be inexpensive. We've ended up with a price point of less than $500. You know, a lot of these people die early of pneumonia because they're lying on damp concrete, and it's not only uncomfortable, it's very unhealthful. So the idea was you'd be off the concrete, you'd be raised up, the wind can't get at you, the rain can't get at you, it's not going to heat you up, but at least it'll keep your body temperature a little bit contained, and it should have a nice comfortable mattress.
Mr. Samuelson then sponsored a competition at the Pasadena Art College Center for Design in California, USA, to see who could devise the most practical, convenient, and economical shelter. Design student Eric Lindemann and a fellow student entered the contest, were selected as the winners, and worked closely with Mr. Samuelson to fine-tune the device.
We went through 9 prototypes. We threw them downstairs, we squirted water at them, we tried to set them on fire, we tested them every way we could, and we slept in them. And then we ordered 60. I got a little bit of money from Jeff Skoll, the man who founded eBay, and that's how we did the first 60. Then we did an efficacy study. We had some grad students from the RAND Institute that helped us. We proved that it was valuable and where it was most valuable.
After numerous tests on the street and kind of compatibility with the street sort of lifestyle, we need to have a material that's really rugged and durable, not only waterproof, but flame resistant and washable. So with all that in mind, we came up with this almost army-like canvas material. And the frame structure has been developed in cooperation with Precision Wire, a company based out of Los Angeles that developed shopping carts. They, out of their gracious giving, have helped with us immensely developing the cart.
In October 2008, the EDAR unit won an innovation competition sponsored by Los Angeles Social Venture Partners, the Social Enterprise Institute, and the University of Southern California's Stevens Institute for Innovation. For taking first place, Everyone Deserves a Roof received a $10,000 prize. When we return, we'll learn more about Everyone Deserves a Roof. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
What is a civilization? What is a country? What's a society? Isn't one of the measures how you treat your weakest link? You know, how do we deal with people who have nothing to eat, people who anywhere in the world have nowhere to sleep? Aren't those basic human rights?
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works as we continue our feature on the group Everyone Deserves a Roof, or EDAR, which provides free mobile shelters to the homeless in Los Angeles County, USA. Mr. Samuelson will now give us a demonstration of the unit.
This is a quick little 40-second EDAR demo. We'll see how quickly I can do it. So in the daytime, this is your EDAR. You put it around, you push it around like this. You pull it. It turns easily. It's kind of like a shopping cart. At night, you unfold it. That's one unfold. Now, you unzip it. That's one zipper. You unzip the other one. You throw your flap back. And hey presto, you now have a single user, self-contained, $500, much better than a damp cardboard box on a rainy night. And I'll get in and look out of the window for you. Here I am inside, looking out of the window. Easier for me to see out than for you to see in, and that's deliberate. Gives you a little bit of privacy.
Andy Bales is Chief Executive Officer of Union Rescue Mission, the oldest homeless mission in Los Angeles and one of the largest such facilities in the U.S. The mission has served the city's downtown area for over 100 years.
We house men and women with children, and since October in this great economic downturn, we've begun to house two-parent families and single dads with kids for the first time ever. And seeing such overwhelming numbers that we've begun to house families in our chapel and in community rooms like this in these EDAR units.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Mr. Bales explained how Union Rescue Mission learned about EDAR and began working with Peter Samuelson.
Very interesting. Got a call from Peter Samuelson, and he let me know about this. I heard about it a couple times from a friend. He said, I have this friend. He's a movie producer. He's kind of an interesting guy. He really wants to talk to you about this EDAR unit. It's a grocery cart that turns into a tent, and I wasn't sure about that, but But then we asked Peter to bring one to the mission, and when I saw it, I thought, man, that's really interesting. And we tried it out, a 7-foot guy laid in it and had plenty of room.
The EDAR has not only proven to be an important device for assisting those living on the streets, but also an invaluable aid to the Union Rescue Mission's operations. When testing the EDAR, another of its advantages became apparent, as Mr. Bales explains.
We decided instead of giving our EDARs out on the street, we would use them inside the mission to provide some privacy and some comfort and a feeling of safety to the families. And it's really worked out well. Each family feels like they have their own little bit of private space inside their EDAR. They're comfortable, they're warm, it kind of affirms people's dignity instead of having them sleeping out on a cot in a room full of people. That's what I like best about them.
For a variety of reasons, some homeless are wary of approaching established shelters for assistance. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Coalition says that 1 in 5 homeless people suffer from varying degrees of mental illness, which often causes feelings of isolation. EDAR units are being distributed through Los Angeles County-based homeless organizations such as the Union Rescue Mission, Midnight Mission, and the Venice Community Housing Corporation, to name a few, all of which have established ties with this segment of the homeless population.
It's a way of building trust, and I think the philosophy is that the EDAR could be used that way. Hey, you know, I feel a little bit better about myself. I got my own EDAR. And if you get somebody feeling a little bit better about themselves and comfortable, they might actually take a moment to think, you know, my life could be different if I actually went in and got some help. Or it could be a bridge to get them to say, I'm going to give life another try.
We sincerely appreciate the efforts of Peter Samuelson and everyone else at Everyone Deserves a Roof for helping our homeless brothers and sisters. We would also like to give kudos to Mr. Eric Lindemann for designing the innovative EDAR shelter. Please join us next Sunday on Good People, Good Works for part 2 of our program on Everyone Deserves a Roof. For more details on Everyone Deserves a Roof, please visit www.edar.org. Thank you, kind viewers, for joining us today on our program. Up next is The World Around Us, after Noteworthy News. May we always consider the comfort and welfare of others.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.